Anthony Montoya, who was better known by his nickname Sharkbait, had just visited his hometown of Hollis in southwestern Oklahoma 2 weeks prior to being killed by a bear. He had graduated from Hollis High School in May and moved more than 3,000 miles away to work for a mining company. On Monday, he was fatally mauled by a mother bear and her two cubs on Admiralty Island. He was a contract employee who was doing a job for the Hecla Greens Creek mine. The attack was reported to have occurred at a remote drill site accessible only by helicopter on Admiralty Island. Megan Peters with state troopers explained to the Associated Press that Montoya had left a group to go to a nearby water pump site. When Montoya hadn't returned, the other workers eventually went looking for him. They claimed that Montoya hadn't been more than 35 yards from where they were. The site had been reportedly noisy, which could have masked the noises of the bears. All three of the bears had been killed before state troopers arrived on scene. Trent Shelby was one of Montoya's coaches in high school.
I mean, he's Sharkbait. Everybody knows Sharkbait. Most kids, they graduate here, and if they make it to Altus, you're proud of them. This guy made it to Alaska, you know, and was working and making good money. It's hard to wrap your mind around home of being killed by a bear.
Shelby had given Montoya that nickname that comes from the main character in Finding Nemo, who also received a similar one. The animated film is an underdog story revolving around Nemo, who was smaller in size compared to the other fish. Montoya played several sports for the schools, but was smaller than most, standing only about 5'3 tall and weighing 120 pounds. He was reportedly beloved by the entirety of Hollis. Montoya's death comes during homecoming week for his school. The football team plans to do something special to commemorate the recent graduate at their game on Friday. Friends say that Montoya was looking for other jobs closer to home and was planning to leave Alaska. Those friends had spoken to Oklahoma News 4. Nine on the Scene in Oklahoma City, another media outlet, also spoke to a family friend of Montoya, Audrey Manny. Manny, like most who knew him, says that they were glad to be his friend.
He was young, ambitious, and he had so much to give this world, and he lost it.
Manny says that Montoya's ambition set a good example for other young people.
I think that's why he was so dear to people, is because a lot of people are like him, and they saw him overcoming these obstacles and slaying giants, and he was going to be somebody.
Alex McCumbers, News of the North.